Welcome to the NutraCast, a production by Nutra Ingredients USA. I'm Danielle Masterson. Thank you for joining me here on the NutraCast, where we talk and share insights from inside the nutrition industry.
Sports Research recently debuted its hero campaign, The Sport of Life, which expands its rebranding initiative that kicked off earlier this year. The campaign marks a new direction and brings a fresh approach to the brand's visual identity. At the helm of this revamp is Mike Peterson, COO at Sports Research and head of the rebrand vision. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the NutraCast.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. So, Mike, why don't we start off with the founder story? Sports Research was founded 44 years ago by your father.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for the question. Gosh, where do I start off? I think I'm going to give you the Cliff Note version because this will take the entire interview, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, so my parents, like you said, my parents started the company in 1980, 44 years ago. The first product, and still to this day, our flagship product was called Sweet Sweat. For the listeners that haven't heard of Sweet Sweat, it's a topical gel that you apply during exercise that increases circulation to where you apply it, basically allowing your body to sweat. So yeah, it seems like an easy sell. Definitely this was not, and it was not an easy product to make for him. It actually took him 4 years to get the product to work. But yeah, so like during the 90s, Sweet Sweat really started to become very well known, especially with professional athletes. We used to demonstrate a product at trade shows like Natural Products Expo and trade shows all across the world. So this is where we got a lot of distribution in over 60 countries. It was just fast and growing at the time. Really fast forward into the 1995, my dad wanted to actually start his own soft gel manufacturing business. People thought he was crazy. You know, at the time that he was, there was only four of them actually here in the US. He was making soft gels for, I'll say, some of the biggest companies around in the US. During this time, personally, I became very intrigued at a very young age in manufacturing the side of soft gels. I remember like after work, our brothers and I would be going to the factory, wrapping pallets in the warehouse. My parents had five boys and one girl. We came a family, highly competitive athletes. We definitely got this from my father, who was drafted second round of Chicago Cubs. He actually won three national championships for USC as well. Yeah, so like in 2024, we took everything we learned from Sweet Sweat and our connections with manufacturing industry. And together we started Sports Research Brand Supplements. So in Sports Research and Sweet Sweat, we're almost like two brands. And this was, so people didn't know, like, what's Sweet Sweat? Like, is that the brand or is Sports Research a brand? Really, Sports Research was a brand, but Sweet Sweat became so powerful in the name and overtook Sports Research. At this time, we really decided to come out with the brand of the Sports Research supplements. And from there, we had soft gels, because we manufactured soft gels, that was the first thing we really led into. The soft gels being, the fish oil, vitamin E, and those kind of products. But we really want to develop something stronger and something that people weren't really going to. We're making so many different SKUs for a lot of the competitors. And we just noticed that a lot of people were using FD&C colors for the coloring shell, using a lot of different fillers like soybean oil and safflower oil, seed oils. And during this time, we used coconut oil, and it was just different from what everybody else was doing. Why are they using virgin coconut oil? It's much more expensive. So we used that as the carrier, and we created a whole brand around this and a whole line really around the soft gels. And in, I would say, around 2016, we really became very popular on the Amazon side of the business and the Amazon platform. We actually dropped every distributor before this and put all of our eggs into one basket, which was Amazon back then. And it totally panned out. We were, at one time, the top two to three largest sellers on Amazon, having the number one position, only number one position on collagen peptides. And that was like our first number one bestseller badge that we had. And really, since then, we've never looked back. And today we have over 300 SKUs in our line and continue to develop more and more every day. So I hope I answered your questions. But yeah, that could have went a lot further. There's a lot to unravel in there.
Wow. Okay. So you've got quite a bit to offer. Would you say that it's a lot of sports nutrition, or is it sort of everyday lifestyle, or how would you kind of categorize your typical consumer?
Yeah, I would say it was definitely everyday lifestyle. Like, because you would think about sports research, like you would have all the sports nutrition products and these proteins and pre-workouts and post-workouts. It really wasn't, that wasn't really our bread and butter at the time. You know, really, we were just going after the single active ingredients. And, you know, really to answer your question, our consumers, they're very intelligent consumer base. Our customers do like their own research. They actually like to stack their supplements instead of taking one supplement that has everything in it. For example, like, you know, like a magnesium, they want to take a full dose of magnesium, say a full dose of vitamin D3, a full dose of vitamin C, instead of just taking like a multivitamin that everything's like sprinkled in. And if you notice in our product line, we really pay attention to like single actives, clinically dosed, and really sourcing from those raw materials. But yeah, we look at, you know, our consumers in what we call like fitness enthusiasts and like an everyday athlete, I would say.
Okay. And so now you've got this new rebrand. What prompted it? And tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, this is a special time in our company's existence, you know, for being out for so long and having this same look. You know, we had this black jar that was on Amazon and everybody was seeing this, you know, black, and we got a lot of copycats, I would say, and everybody started going black. And, you know, for us, you know, we had this black collagen canister that was there for the bestseller for 6 years, and, you know, super proud of that. And we really just wanted to, I think it was time to just make a change. And really, we wanted to redefine the word sport and sports research. That was really it, like sports research. And you don't really have that, you know, I'm going to say we're really honing in onto that athlete or that sport word. So we wanted to tell a story, who we are and who we stand for, where we came from and where we were going. We also wanted to lean on how we truly are a family owned and operated family company. All six of us, believe it or not, work for the company alongside my parents. And we also have just a truly amazing team here with over 80 employees. So yeah, that was really what prompted the rebrand.
That's pretty wild. I couldn't imagine working with my siblings, let alone my parents. So how do you navigate that situation?
You know, we get this a lot, you know, being a, like I said, a truly, truly family ran and operated company, you know, but everybody has their own space here and has their own talents. And it's actually works very well. And it's great to see them every day in the office. We all work in office. But yeah, we all get along well. And it's great to see, you know, the family come together, and really inspired from my parents and what they gave us and what they believed in their whole, you know, the whole lives growing up. I mean, we were literally bred to do this. And my dad, you know, we didn't have Fruity Pebbles or Lucky Charms. He was giving us protein shakes when we were younger.
And Mike, when you talk about redefining sport, is it because sport has kind of evolved over the year from sports nutrition to active nutrition?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even in, you know, you've seen it in clothing and every, you know, what Lululemon and some of the others doing it, they're just going to this active lifestyle. And it was almost like we were ahead of the game. And now it's like, it's here and it's right in front of us and we have to go get it. And, you know, that sport is just so redefined. You know, sport is in every single person. It's not just an athlete. It could be that mom, you know, getting her kids ready in the morning, and, you know, and that father coming home, getting his son a baseball practice. I mean, sport is in everything we do. And that's why we really wanted to redefine that word. And we really felt that we did with the packaging and just with our marketing strategy and what we're campaigning for now.
And so can you share a few more details on the Sport of Life campaign and what it means to you?
Oh, yeah. It was really about empowerment. You know, we tell the story of empowerment through the idea of Sport of Life. We want people to find their balance and their edge. You know, we're in the business of helping people and be their best, feel their best, and reach their goals while recognizing we all face the challenges along the way. I mean, really at the core, we understand that each of us has an active player in life. And this is how really we came up with the Sport of Life campaign. It was truly at that one point, having the idea of, you know, seeing, I remember I was sitting there and we're watching Tom Brady and we're learning about like what he does off the field. And I mean, it wasn't that whole, everything he was doing off the field was a sport. I mean, the way he ate, the way his nutrition, I mean, just everything he did. I mean, and now to see where even fitness and our industry is going with, you know, breath work, you know, really supplements is just like the entryway. It's like the funnel that's, you know, into this lifestyle where, you know, now you're seeing, you know, like I said, with the breath work, the ice baths, the yoga, the mental meditation that is going on. I mean, it's just really, really inspiring to see where our industry is going. I'm very excited to see where, you know, the brand's going to take this with this kind of leadway that we have.
Yeah, you are the second or third guest to mention Tom Brady and his lifestyle, which includes a lot of nutrition. I think he has his own nutrition brand.
Yes.
And obviously, back in the day, you know, you were kind of considered old probably by the time you're 30 playing football, and here he is. So it is interesting. So I do think that he is a good example of how far nutrition can take you in your sport. And whether, you know, you're a professional athlete or, like you've mentioned, the sport of life. And so I'm thinking about, you mentioned all these brands that are kind of copycats and so many different supplement brands out there, especially on Amazon. How do you stand out in the category? It's so crowded.
Yes, the category is definitely crowded on Amazon, especially after COVID, seeing just an enormous amount of, we say, Me Too products that were on there. And I think that's what was confusing some of the customers out there. And, you know, it's our job as, you know, the larger brands to educate them and, you know, lead them the right direction. You know, with ads out there that you see and, you know, marketing materials and you see on TikTok and, you know, on Instagram, you know, consumers have to be very careful. And I think that's why our customer is very educated in that way, but really trying to look at that and take the customer into a new journey and really make them understand what they're taking, what products they're taking. But yeah, I mean, Amazon's a crowded space and I think supplements are coming up every day on there. And I think, you know, for consumers, it gets very confusing. And that's why, you know, I was mentioning to you, I think what we try to do here at Sports Research is give them the best research back ingredients that we could find. We try to go out there and find the raw materials that are clinically studied, trademark ingredients, and we put them at the full dosage into a liquid soft gel or veggie capsule. We also, as I mentioned to you, you know, mixing it to coconut oil instead of using safflower oil, using soft gel technology as much as we can for the absorption rate. Also, one thing that really I'm really proud of was in 2017, we created a tapioca soft gel that was carrageenan free. This was for, Dan, I don't know if you know, this was for like vegetarians and vegans. Soft gels are actually made of bovine. And so those are not suitable for a vegetarian or vegan consumer. So in 2017, carrageenan had a really bad name out there. And that was like the only veggie soft gel out there. And tapioca became a new product that you can make a soft gel with. And us being the guinea pigs, this was one thing that we spent years making. And still, it's not the easiest technology at all. Using a soft gel with tapioca, can't use paste formulas, really it's just with oils. So that was really something that set us over from our competition. There's not many of us in the industry that are using that. It's very expensive. It's double the price than normal soft gels. And also I would say we just launched in 2023, the first organic collagen peptides. This is something that we've been working on for 3 years with our raw material supplier. So we are the first and only a company out there that is selling a collagen peptide that is organic, which is truly sustainable and the grass-fed part of it. It actually comes from the hides and it goes from straight from the hides to a collagen, where normal collagen comes from gelatin and then it gets turned in and processed into collagen. So we're skipping that whole step for sustainability. It's quite amazing. And also this year, we're coming out with a eco waste trimmer, we're calling them. It's the first non-neoprene race trainer that's made from ULEX technology. Super proud of that. So these are, you know, three items that I would say that really stands us out in the category.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned sustainability. Is that a big focus for your company?
Oh yeah, and that was like the sport of life with the rebrand, you know, and having refillable packaging that is in the works right now. This is something that we have to keep working on as an industry. We're very proud of it, and we need to keep working harder. I don't think any company's perfect yet, and we just need to keep working as hard as we can. And even with our co-mans, you know, we have a, I don't know if you know this, but there's a big slack fill lawsuit out there. And I think a lot of many consumers don't know that when you're running, you know, we're manufacturers at one time. And when you're running, you know, say a powder into a canister, they get filled. And when you're filling it, the bottle's almost filled all the way to the top. Well, as it goes down the line, it starts settling. And then it becomes half full. It's nobody's fault. You can't slow that process down. How do we fix that? And really, it's going to your co-mans and your manufacturers and saying, hey, look, we need to pay more to slow this process down. How do we create something that could, you know, pound the product down before going on to the next one? I mean, imagine that time that it takes to do that. And you're selling millions of bottles and millions of units. So it's really slowing the process down and paying more. And we really just need to do that. So working with co-mans and, you know, sustainable packaging is something that is huge in our plan for 2024, 2025. And I think for every company, everybody that I'm talking to is extremely aware of it.
Well, I, for one, was not aware of that filler problem. It makes me think of the disappointment every time I open a bag of chips, right? Like, I don't know if it's the same situation there, but...
I can't say that. That's for sure. I don't know that process. I physically used to work in the manufacturing side of the business. And, you know, when we had machines, I knew how to run our soft gel machines. And also, you know, when the fillers were going in, I saw the powder filling. And, you know, I'm hands-on with all of our ingredients and all our products. And I seen it. And, you know, getting the reviews in, and I wish I could explain, you know, this is how this product's ran. And, you know, it's getting filled all the way to the top. And, you know, there's no more room. We know we're trying to figure this out as a brand and as a category. I mean, we have this issue with everybody, and it's really trying to slow down the co-mans. And that's why you see a lot of products going into bags now as well, because you could get a little bit more in the bag where it doesn't settle as much because the opening's wider. So yeah, it's been a struggle, but it's a battle that we're willing to take on. And I think we all need to really invest in this.
Super interesting. Okay. So that's a major challenge for you, it sounds like. What are some other challenges and maybe some triumphs that you've experienced over the years?
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. I would say that tapioca soft gel, that was something, you know, we've been running soft gels, you know, since 2000, you know, since 95, but ourselves, you know, 2004, you know, for our own brand and, you know, really putting difficult formulas into soft gels. The tapioca soft gel was very, very troublesome. It took us 2 years to even get certain products to work. A lot of R&D that goes involved in it, just to really, we know that people were changing. We knew that, you know, the vegetarians and vegans, there was a whole another market that needed to be fulfilled. So I would say that was definitely one of the hardest, the most difficult times was in 2017 with that. Also, I would say the copycats, the fake products and authorized sellers on Amazon. That's still a struggle. We've worked very closely with Amazon trying to get through this, and they've been doing a great, much better job at this. But still, it's a constant battle. And I would say number one, though, this the rebrand was, it took a lot of effort, and we have such a great team here. And to really turn 300 SKUs off and turn them back on into a whole new look, a whole refresh, a very scary moment for us, but it was so exciting. And we just, I can't thank the team enough here at Sports Research. That was very, very difficult challenge, but we did it.
Mm-hmm. And so what's next? Do you have any other news or announcements or research that you're working on?
Yeah, we're always working on new products and, you know, really we take our time here and, you know, see what's out there, but we're able to move quickly. We're really looking forward you know, to this year. We have over 40 new products in the next 8 months we're launching. Very aggressive launch strategy, but we're true to our commitment to innovation, and we have a super exciting new product roadmap ahead of us. I would say the one thing I'm very, very excited about is we've been developing our hydration line for the last 2 years, and we're launching it at Natural Products Expo. So very excited about that. Some might say that electrolytes are a little late to the game, you would say, but it fits our Sweet Sweat product perfect, and, you know, Sports Research and, you know, working with you know, NSF gluten-free and informed choice for our athletes. It's just a really great form and they're delicious. Can't wait for people to try them.
It's never too late to get in on the electrolyte game. Mike Peterson, COO at Sports Research and head of the Rebrand Vision. Thank you so much for sharing the company's journey here with us on the NutriCast.
Danielle, thank you so much.
If you like what you just heard, you can subscribe to the NutriCast wherever you get your podcast. You can also head to NutraIngredients-USA.com for even more Nutra-related content. Thank you for listening. I'm Danielle Masterson. As always, I'll catch you here on the NutriCast next week.